from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. In U.S. politics, Republican Party frontrunner Donald Trump has skipped a major conservative political conference outside Washington. He was scheduled to speak today at the Conservative Political Action Conference, but said on Twitter he would not attend in favor of campaigning in Kansas and other states which will be holding primaries and caucuses this weekend. The other Republican candidates attended the meeting, spoke, and then were questioned by the political commentator and journalist of the conference's choice. Also at the CPAC conference on Friday, retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson officially ended his campaign for president. Turkish police have fired tear gas and rubber bullets at hundreds of protesters trying to resist a takeover of the country's biggest newspaper, seized by authorities in a crackdown on opposition media linked to a religious group whose leader, opposition Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, lives here in the United States. Police confronted around 500 protesters Saturday outside the Istanbul offices of Zaman. Demonstrators chanted, "Free media cannot be silenced," as police closed in, spraying tear gas and firing rubber bullets at those on hand. The United Nations Refugee Agency says the number of people who have fled Burundi because of violence and political tension has climbed to 250,000. Spokesperson Melissa Fleming says camps are becoming overcrowded in all the host countries.
We're providing supplies, tents and blankets and we're also providing advice. We're providing with UNICEF spaces where children can go. We're very concerned about families being separated. People are traumatized.
Burundians are fleeing the country almost a year after President Pierre Nkurunziza announced plans to run for a controversial third term, which he later won, prompting more demonstrations. This is VOA News. Kurdish YPG militia forces are gaining ground north of Aleppo in Syria and threatening to cut off the main supply route from the Syrian opposition held parts of the city. Edward Uranian reports from Cairo.
Arab media report that Kurdish YPG militiamen have been fighting Syrian rebel forces in and around Aleppo, threatening to cut the only rebel supply route from the city to Turkey. Nadeem Shahadi is with Tufts University's Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy. Shahadi argues that the role of the YPG worries Turkey, which has threatened to attack it if it tries to capture the border town of Azaz next to the Bab es-Salam border crossing. The Turkish military has periodically shelled YPG militiamen inside Syria. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
A senior Afghan diplomat says he remains optimistic that peace talks with the Taliban will start within days. Afghan ambassador to Pakistan, Hazrat Omar Zakhilwil, tells VOA there's a lot happening in the background to get the talks underway, but other ambassadors say there's been no headway made. Residents of Cameroon's capital, Yaoundé, are panicking after the leak of a confidential letter from the country's defense minister stating Boko Haram terrorists had arrived in their city. Moki Edwin Kenzeka reports from Yaoundé some residents have decided to stay indoors.
The letter called for vigilance and additional deployment of troops to ministerial buildings and public areas such as markets, churches and schools. Cameroon's Defense Minister Joseph Beti Asomo issued a confidential letter urging the military to stop a possible terrorist attack in the capital and called for vigilance and additional deployment of troops to ministerial buildings and public areas such as markets, churches and schools. Diplomatic missions, including the U.S. Embassy in Yaoundé, have urged expatriates to exercise caution. Moki Edwin Kinzika for VOA News, Yaoundé.
Cuba and the European Union are close to a deal on a new bilateral agreement, improving relations that have been chilly for decades. The agreement, which is not yet complete, is expected to cover politics, commerce, and aid. Cuba's Deputy Foreign Minister, Abelardo Moreno, told reporters the agreement could be ready by the March 10th or 11th visit to Havana by the European Union's foreign policy head, Federica Mogherini. American author Pat Conroy, who chronicled the pain of growing up in the American South as well as the beauty, is dead at the age of 70 after a bout with pancreatic cancer. Conroy's lyrical prose often described troubled family relationships juxtaposed with descriptions of beautiful coastal South Carolina. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.